That's too loud in my ears. Too loud in my ears. My ear holes.
How's that?
That's so much better.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks, Doggy Jean.
No worries, dog. Spit science whenever you want.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah.
All right, mommies. When you hear the sound of my voice, this is Wednesday, May 29th when this drops. And guess what? I'm at San Francisco. I'm at Cobb's Comedy Club tonight, one night only, May 29th, 8 p.m. show. Proceeds go to charity. I think for musicians.
I'm fucking over that shit. Right?
Ugh, charity.
Thumbs down.
Right? I'm all poor and stuff. After that, June 6th through 9th, Cincinnati Funny Bone, Cincinnati, Ohio. And then your mommy's down for 3 weeks and then back up in July. July 11th through 14th, Chicago Improv. Actually, that's in Schaumburg, Illinois. July 18th through 21st, Columbus Funny Bone, Columbus, Ohio.
Hmm.
What about you, Sir Jeans, a lot?
Yo, this weekend, Friday and Saturday only, I will be, that is May 30th and June 1st, in Denver, the great city of Denver, the very wonderful Comedy Works South Club in Greenwood Village. It's a fantastic club. I haven't been back there since over a year ago when I recorded White Girls with Cornrows there.
Oh.
And I have a new hour. So, Denver, come out, please. Come see me. I'm only doing the two nights, Friday and Saturday, the 30th of May and June 1st. I hope you come and see me. The next week, Grand Rapids, Michigan, I will be at Dr. Grin's the 6th through the 8th of June. And then a little change in my schedule. I was going to do Gotham in New York City later this month, but that's been changed. It doesn't mean I'm not going to be in New York. I love New York, and I'm going to come for sure before the year ends. It's just not going to happen that week. What I'm actually going to do that week now, excuse me, is I'm going to go to Minneapolis, and I'm doing this. It's a really cool thing that they have arranged where every night starting Tuesday, the 25th, 26, 27, 28, 29 of June at Acme, we get topics every morning, and then we have to write jokes all day and perform them at night.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, but it's like a punchline workshop.
Yeah.
Like, you write jokes all week, and you get to perform them at night.
That's
and
cool.
There's a bunch of comics doing it. So I've been invited to go, and I thought it was a great opportunity. So I'm coming back to Minneapolis.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Twice in 1 year.
June 25th, I start for the rest of that week. 26, 27, 28, 29.
Nice.
So, that's that. That's where we'll be. Come see us.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready to start the show?
Oh, I'm so ready, Jeans.
I'm ready too, Jeans.
Hi, I'm Jaya, author of Red Hot Touch and world-renowned sexual wellness expert. Today, I'm talking about female ejaculation. Is it real? Is it pee? Is it a circus trick? And how do we do it? Well, first of all, I'm here to say, yes, it is real. Absolutely real. I'm one of those women who learned how to do it. Yes, you can learn how to do it. They've done studies. It isn't pee. It is actually prosthetic fluid. Women have a prostate, also known as the urethral sponge, also known as the G-spot. The G-spot is actually a myth. It isn't a spot at all. It's a tube of erectile tissue surrounding the urethra on the roof of the vagina. To find it, feel actually with the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth. You'll feel little ridges. Feel those ridges. That's what it's going to feel like inside the vagina. So if you insert a well-lubed finger with a little arousal, please, into the vagina.
Oh. Oh, you're gonna be coming so fucking good. Oh, shit.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I thought she said it's prosthetic fluid at first, the way she said it.
Oh, yeah.
Prosthetic, prosthesis.
I didn't know that women had a prostate. That's new to me.
I don't think that's accurate.
Can I tell you, she said, you know, I've heard.
I don't think we have a prostate.
Do you know?
Listen, I took sex ed. I took things in college classes. I don't remember a woman having a prostate. Let me look this up. This is not. I'm not saying it's not. I'm sure. Female ejaculation is real, just not.
But can I tell you, I've heard experts, experts meaning this women like this, okay, who have the opposing argument both times about what the fluid is.
Right.
I've heard people literally like, "Hey, we've done the research. This is without a doubt urine," and then other people say, "This is absolutely not urine," and both claim to be medical experts.
You know what? I think I'm wrong. I just looked it up, and it's the you're right, for the prostate gland. I don't know. Yeah, it's here. It's right beneath the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, that's the men's. Here it is. It's right above the urethra. Look, this bitch is right.
It is, huh?
What the fuck?
But is the fluid?
Wait a minute. I'm confused.
Is the fluid urine or is it not?
I don't know because I don't do that, but. It's called the Skene's gland as well. I think, oh, this is so disgusting. You know what? I don't know, but I got to tell you, I'm not sure I understand the... she's like, you can make this happen for you. I'm like, yeah. I'm not sure I want this to happen for me.
Babe, I don't want people to know that I don't make you squirt.
it's messy enough. Do you mind?
Okay.
We have to put a tarp down every time we...
Can you restart? Be like, just... I'll edit this out. Just be like... I know that you make me squirt, but I'm not saying that's for everybody. Could you say that instead? Could you please say that instead?
Bleh.
Please.
You make me squirt sometimes.
Say, I always squirt when we have sex. Why are you sounding like that? Why are you talking like that?
What do you mean?
Why are you going?
I can't lie to the mommies.
They know. Just fucking start it over.
To people who listen to our show, our family.
I hate being retarded.
Why'd you just say that?
I love that clip. Wait, first of all, back it up. I love the guy's orgasm.
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
Does that turn you on when you hear that?
No.
You know what's really? Does this turn you on? I knew exactly who that was when I saw that guy. Is that bad? Is that a bad sign?
You're a fan of his work.
That guy...
He's a star.
He always drops the hammer. Yeah.
That's his MO?
He's very passionate.
Right.
Very passionate.
But does he always bagok like that every time?
No. That's, you know, internal. When a guy released... That was he finished inside. It's a little different when you get to do the cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Is that a cream pie?
Yeah,
the
cream
Wait
pie.
Wait a minute. I thought the cream pie...
Juice!
I thought the cream pie was when you ejaculate into a woman's mouth. And then you see it and she goes, look at this.
No, you're putting
stuff.
Your cream in her pie.
Oh!
It's a cream pie.
Who are these geniuses?
Juice!
What is the committee of frat boys that gets together and decides what all these things are called? Who is the secret society of geniuses?
That guy, though. Nacho Vidal is his name.
Nacho?
Yeah.
Wow. He's Latin?
Spanish from Spain. Yeah.
Wow.
He really, really drives.
Full arousal, please. Into the vagina.
I mean, listen to this.
Oh.
that what I sound like?
It sounds like a deaf person.
Oh, yeah. That's what it I does imagine sound a deaf person deaf.
Sounds like when they begun. Yeah.
That is kind of a.
I hate being retarded.
I love it. I love that so much.
Yeah. You know what we were talking about that's been not on the show for a while that you said you almost missed it?
Yeah.
Fucking camp.
I was just thinking about her on yesterday.
She's special.
It's summertime, and it just reminded me that all the kids are going to summer camp, and this kid's probably getting shipped off right now.
Yeah, and that was a while ago.
Let's hear it. Do we have the full one where she explains? She goes, I use the big words sometimes. Yeah. Oh, man. This and that. Poor little girl. She hates camp.
We have that. We have that. I have to pull it up.
Fucking camp. That's from a Tourette's documentary. For those of you who missed the fucking camp era of the show, we found a Tourette's documentary.
Yeah, that was a
where this little girl was talking about when she gets frustrated, she uses big words and like what kind of big words? You know, like fucking camp. She gets frustrated. That's at camp. One of was the that words. It?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is, I don't know.
Because she goes to Tourette's camp, so everybody has Tourette's there, so they don't feel like they're such outcasts.
Yeah.
Just so fucking cute.
She, and all the kids with their Tourette's involved.
Chopper dyes his pubes ginger. Remember that guy?
That was a different one, but yeah.
Joni Davidson. Is it Johnny Davidson?
Stop shouting bomb.
Bomb.
All these teenagers have Tourette syndrome, it's in their genes. And there's nothing they can do about it.
What kind of jeans?
The urge is so great to do it. It'd be like, you know, the same urge you'd have to want to start breathing again if you held your breath.
But the first teenager going to Tourette camp was diagnosed with the disorder when she was just 5 years old.
When she was little, we didn't quite understand what it meant. She was very jumpy, and she would jump towards dangerous things. Like
she flicks off the whole time.
Into the road. As she got up,
and it was really bad ticking. And this young girl brought his meal to him, and he said, "Thank you." Or, "Fuck off!" And she like looked at him, and me, I nearly died. And when she came back, when Sam had gone, I said, "I'm ever so sorry. He's got brain damage." I didn't know just how it came out. So my husband stopped talking to me then because what I'd said.
What?
And it just.
I've got brain damage now, have I?
No, just calm down. This is just what I said, but it's just the things that you say.
I love that it's Brits that are, I don't know why it makes it better.
It's more regal when they have Tourette's.
It is, but you know the other thing is. Whenever they show the American kids on these shows, usually if it's American produced the documentary, they'll bleep it. They won't let you hear it.
And I want to hear the curse words. That's why I'm watching.
That's the only point of watching.
That's the only reason.
I'm not here to learn.
No,
I want to hear stuff, man.
Especially when it's kids cursing. I mean, there's nothing funnier.
At the moment, I got five.
Have you?
I got breathing, a sharp breathing.
Oh, they discuss their tics.
The fifth teenager going to camp is coming from Glasgow.
Early
in the day, she can be quite good, but as the day goes on,
where is this thing?
Gradually, will start kicking in.
Which one are you looking for? Oil on the road?
No, I'm looking for a fucking camp. That's
for her. It's an American one. It's not a British one.
No, it's the same documentary where they've
ever been to a teenage Tourette's camp.
This is it. This is where they go. Yeah, this is it.
For the next
What? Oh. You had to scare me then.
Someone shouts out very loud.
Fuck off, you nigger.
Oh
there
my.
There you go.
Dig it. Ticks come and go, and they vary.
That's a fun bus ride, huh?
They're at their very worst during early teen years.
Jeez.
But many Tourette's continue to tick long into adulthood.
Bag! So sad.
President and founder of the Tourette's.
What a fun camp to go to.
There are 150 other American campers here, and they don't have Tourette's. But everyone gets treated the same.
I didn't realize that.
As long as they obey some strict rules. No kissing, no holding hands, no revealing clothes.
Well, what's the point?
And absolutely no smoking.
Oh.
Why go to summer camp?
I feel it right here. I feel it right here coming right now.
There she is.
I feel it in my throat. There's like a tickle in my throat that tells me, do your tick, come on, you can do it, do your tick. Yeah, and then I'm saying swears like nigger and stuff.
Oh my god.
Big words, you know.
Big words.
And I'm gonna and I say like fucking camp.
There she like is. That,
and I don't really mean what I say.
Oh, which one do you not mean?
Right.
Oh my god.
How do they? I mean, do you think their parents are racist and that's why they hear it? Or like, how does she learn those words? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. The Jesus.
She's how old is she? Like 10?
Yes. Yeah.
Feel it in my throat. There's like a tickle in my throat that tells me, do your tick, do your tick. Come on, you can do it, do your tick. Yeah, and then I'm saying swears like nigger and stuff.
Oh.
How is that your swear example?
That's your kid.
That's your leading example of a swear. Right. Do you say swear word? Yeah, I say swear word. Like what? Like that's
most,
your
right, offensive
your
word
first
in
word
English.
Of like swear. Most people are like, I remember when I was 10, like, do you swear? You're like, oh, like, I'll say shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's your example of swearing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't go, my default wasn't the N-bomb at 10.
No.
Not even at 36, but F-bomb? Okay.
There's like a tickle in my throat.
And then I
it tells
swear.
Me, do your tick. Do your tick. Come on, you can do it. Do your tick. Yeah, and then I'm saying swears like nigger and stuff.
Wow.
Where's big she? Words, you know?
Big words, you know?
And I'm gonna, and I say like fucking camp like that. And I don't really mean what I say. I'm sorry.
Aww.
Inappropriate.
Well, cause here's the thing. It's like, I know she can't
poor,
control what
little,
she says.
Sweet little racist girl.
But right. But the fact yeah. that she just casually says N and doesn't even think to like, I'm, you know, to preface it with like, hey, I don't mean this.
Yeah.
She doesn't even think that that totally means her mom and dad are racist. She's hearing that at home.
Yeah. I mean, when you say N, you mean like,
damn, damn it, nigga nice. That nigga nice.
That's N.
Right. Right.
Is that what you meant?
A little.
You know what I just thought realized would be a great racist? Not a racist, a great Tourette's sufferer?
Fuck off!
Race. We still didn't get him on this. We didn't
I
call
know.
Him, man.
Oh, shit.
That's
we
our
gotta
fault.
Get him. We gotta get
We're
him.
On the road too much.
Yeah. Well, he definitely did not DP that girl in the last.
We need to
episode.
Clear a lot of stuff up, man.
Many questions. That wasn't a DP. That was a finger cuff, and it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
totally weaseled his way out of that.
He did, man.
Yeah.
He did.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
He really
would you
did.
DP somebody? I mean, let's say we're not married, is that considered homoerotic to DP?
Let's say we are married. Make it a little more interesting. Yeah, absolutely. I'm frickin' first in line.
First in line?
For a DP?
Yeah. Who would the other P be?
How about any P in the world?
Oh, you're becoming so fucking good. Oh, shit. Oh.
Okay, it's hard to hear the whole way through. I mean, this guy's Spanish?
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like a Spaniard. Is he?
He is.
Americanized?
No, he's just world travelers throwing his dick around a lot.
He sounds very American.
He gets a lot of work.
His hog is huge.
Huge. Huge.
It's Rocco Siffredi size.
He was supposed to... Rocco passed the torch to him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Rocco didn't mention that to me last time we met up.
Whatever.
What?
Whatever.
Is that true, though? Did Rocco pass the peni torch?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyways, so... Hey, your folks were here, man. And I was in Richmond. I missed them. What happened?
Dude, it's incredible. What a weekend.
Tell me everything. Tell us everything.
I'm going to say it was a little stressful.
Yeah,
something about
always.
Always. And actually, I talked to my mom today. So much more relaxed having them not here.
2,000 miles away.
Yeah. And it's not that they were bad or that there was fights or anything. It's just that having guests, well, they didn't stay at our place. They stayed at a hotel that's, I don't know, a 10-minute drive. But I think just the responsibility of being in charge of people.
Yeah.
You know, every time we did something, I would have to pick them up, take them somewhere, take them back, then come home. You try to live your life, but while you're hosting somebody.
It's tough.
It is tough. And it was a lot of work. But
don't you feel like, you know, your parents, when you're an adult child, it's just like they know how to push every button on you because they created those buttons. So, you know, after 24 hours, you're like, all right. Like, I see my pops, who I love more than life itself.
Uh-huh.
After 3 hours, both of us are like, all right, man, we got to go. Like, we can't do this more than 3 hours.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, my dad gets super annoyed with me.
Without question. It wasn't like bad. It was weird. It wasn't bad. In the sense of like, I'm freaking out. It was just literally when I would come home at night, I would find myself full of anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be full of anxiety. Well, and I didn't sleep well for 4 days.
That's your, you know why, man? They're activating all your childhood stuff.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Even without deliberately pushing at it.
Of course.
It's activated.
Of course.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Because, and also you don't have Jane and Maria or me here to like buffer it.
Exactly.
It's just like direct fucking parental nonsense.
Yeah, I got fired up the last the night before they left. I got fired up for just no reason.
For no reason?
Well, not no reason, just a conversation, and I just was like, you know, that's stupid, like saying shit like that. And I was like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Oh, just because you're fed up.
I'm completely exhausted.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're totally just spent, you're just like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that's not really a reasonable way to talk to people.
Yeah.
Like, I caught myself being like, why are you so fucking fired up?
Oh, dude. Well, my dad and I, we went on vacation together, just the two of us, about like, how many years ago was that? 5 years ago?
Yeah.
4 years ago. He and I went to Miami for a week together.
Yeah.
I would say by day three, my dad was like super over me. Like he would be like, oh, come on, please. Like if I would just make an observation, he's like, oh, quick, stop complaining. Like he would go out for walks.
I remember that.
He would just take walks to get away from me.
And you're like, are you coming back?
Because he would go out and like talk to chicks and stuff.
And like 4 hours later, you're like, are you going to have dinner with me tonight?
Dude, it was like dinner time. It was like 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, Dad, are you going to come back? Like what's going on? I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, you forget. You know how we talk about how you forget that your parents are people?
Yeah, yeah.
You forget that like they can also be like irritated by you as a person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my father, as much as I love both my parents, I mean, my mom in some ways, but you know, you have to understand that like they're just so fucking Eastern Bloc about stuff. They're not like your parent. Like, at least your parents are more kissy, lovey-dovey.
Mm-hmm.
I think my parents are more like just over it. Like, they're not wired to be maternal. You know what I mean? They're just not like that. We're not like that. We're way colder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're colder. No, they are.
Right. We're just not as kissy. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, they're colder.
Story. I can't. I don't want to talk about that. I feel like I'm fucking. I need to talk to my shrink about this.
Okay. Well, look, the big thing we were excited about when my parents came was them to do the podcast with us. And the fact that you weren't here changed that because it's just not the same.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be the four of us.
Yeah, it's different. It's not really it's not really your mom's house. It's more like your dad's house because your mom's not.
Yeah. Well, we're both mothers, but.
But like it's your stepmom's house.
I think it's your mom's garage.
It's not really the house. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Well, I still had them sit down and we talked for a while. So I was thinking about actually, you know, we talked about doing the bonus episode thing before. I was thinking of putting it out there as like a bonus episode, maybe something that people can pay like a small fee if they want to hear it. Because it's not a regular episode of our show.
Right.
It's something separate.
It's like a bonus thing. Yeah. It would be weird to, because you can't really call it an episode of your mom's house.
Yeah.
Because it's not really, like, what did you just interview them and talk?
We did. I did incorporate some segments of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured what I would do is put those out there for our listeners for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they want to hear the show, which is basically me and my parents, and we get Maria on the phone and we get Jane on the phone. It's a Segura family thing. Then they can check it out, you know, if they want it.
Yeah.
There's no obligation, obviously. But I figured since we did do a couple segments from the show that we would give those to the listeners over the next few episodes.
Yeah.
So we played Tahmer Black.
So funny.
Do you want to hear it now?
Yes.
Should I play it? All right. So here's
holy shit.
Here is Tahmer Black with my parents.
Oh my God.
Top Dog and Charo for your listening pleasure. Okay. Well, we're gonna play a game. Okay.
Oh, good.
Let's play this game.
Can I go first?
Well, actually, I want you guys to play together as a team.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So you can consult with one another, but there's only one answer. You can't volunteer different answers.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So this game is called Tahmer Black, okay?
Okay.
This episode...
I'm the one that had the elephants roosting in trees.
Shit, man, that's Tom Segura.
Buns, he was a for real grimy nigga.
You think I give a fuck about a motherfucking red light? Oh. Faggot cop can't touch me. I'm out here smoking weed. All that, dog. Fuck that. That's me.
I put trademarks around your fucking eyes.
It's time for Tahmer Black.
Nigga's a fucking joke, nigga.
All right. Now, the game is that I play you audio clips.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decide whether it's me or a black person.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
You can only give one answer. Okay.
Daddy, you agree with me all the time, okay?
I want you guys to talk it out.
We will talk it out.
Talk it out.
Okay. So, here is clip number one. You tell me what you think, okay?
Okay.
By the way, you'll see that it backfired pretty quick about having the same answer. Like, I was like, just give me one answer. They're like, we have different answers.
Oh, you mean like they changed their answers later?
No, they each have separate I wanted them to just give me one answer as a team. And
that's not going to happen.
Impossible.
Because Top Dog needs his own.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
There's two clips here. Hey. Yeah, here we go.
Hey, Kate!
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
You can hear it as many times as you want.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I forgot one thing. Let's do this. 1 second. Okay. Here we go. Ready? I'm going to play a clip for you. You decide. You tell me whether it's me or a black person.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Kate!
Tommy.
That's me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Wow, it's decisive.
You gotta come to the party.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy, baby. It's black.
It's Tommy.
It's black.
It's Tommy.
You have to agree. I told
it's
you.
Black. Play it again.
Okay.
You gotta come to the party.
That's definitely black.
It's Tommy.
Black. Absolutely black.
Well, we can agree because I'm not going to say
okay. I'll mark it down then.
Yeah. Right, there you go.
So did you both agree on the first one?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got to come to the party. That's Tommy.
You got to come to the party.
That's Tommy.
Definitely
Tommy.
Black.
Definitely, huh? Tommy.
That's definitely black.
Oh, my gosh. 100% Tommy.
Okay.
Play one more time. Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to come to the party.
Black.
Okay.
You think so, huh? All right. Here we go. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
God damn it, nigga, nice!
Tommy.
Tommy.
God damn it, nigga, nice!
Isn't it Tommy?
Yes.
Come on, Faith. Definitely.
Definitely.
We're not agreeing anything. Play it one more time.
God damn it, nigga, nice!
That's you.
That's Tommy. You.
Okay.
They both think that guy screaming that is me. Jesus.
I think your dad has a better grasp of it than your mother.
He's like, Tommy. He immediately said that for this
but
clip.
The first few ones, he was good.
He was, yeah, yeah. All right. All right. All right. Sit down, people. That was not clear. Sorry.
That was terribly unclear.
That was totally terrible. Oh. We'll skip that one.
Okay. God damn it.
Black.
Black. Black imitating Tommy.
You think it's a black person imitating me?
Same.
That's a really good answer. We never had that answer before.
She's
really
smart.
Good answer.
She's smart. Another reason I married besides those D cups was her brains.
We gonna ride today.
Black.
Black. Wait a minute, I haven't answered.
Do okay.
We gonna ride today.
Tommy.
Black.
Tommy.
Black.
Tommy.
Black.
Tommy.
Black. Really?
Black, black, black.
You guys
black.
Cannot agree on that one?
Mm-mm. Black, 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 black.
You gotta be shitting me.
That's Tommy.
Black.
Black, 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 black.
You sure you wanna hear it again? You wanna hear it again?
Yeah, I wanna hear it again.
We gonna ride today!
Tommy.
Black.
Tommy.
Okay. Black, all right. Black, interesting.
Black, 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 black.
Tommy, 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 Tommy.
Okay, there's only a couple more. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
You 100%.
Yeah, Tommy.
Okay. And here's our last one.
What's going on here?
Play it again.
What's going on here?
You.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
I'll take Tommy on that one, okay? Okay.
Okay. I love this game so much. This is my favorite game. This is absolutely my favorite game.
At the end, they told you?
No.
What's going on here?
Okay, Jane just texted. Let's see what she said. Oh, man.
Did he hear what we're doing?
I know. With mom and dad, can I call you in 10? She's just getting out of the shower.
Did you tell her what we're doing?
Well, I'm just texted her. Can I call you in 10? All right, so let's recap what we did and what your answers are. Can I tell you there's just something so fun about playing Tom or Black with my parents?
You know what it is? The stakes are higher because these are the people that should know all the answers.
They know your voices better than any other children, right?
They invented your voices.
Right.
These people should know the right answers.
It's amazing. It's so much fun.
It's phenomenal.
And then we will play for the real clip so you can figure out, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the first one that we played you was this right here, okay?
Hey, Case!
And you guys both agreed that it's me.
No, right. I don't.
Right.
Now you don't.
No, play it again.
No, we're not going
to. Hey, Case!
You can't. You can do whatever you want. It's fine. You can change it. You see how he got upset?
I just noticed that. Yeah, Top Dog got mad because your mother wanted to change the rules.
He's very competitive. He's very competitive.
He's very.
The only person who's as competitive as him in our family, I think, is
Jane?
Maria. No,
oh.
Maria. Maria likes to compete. Shane likes to compete in games. They kind of all do. But he really gets competitive.
He's upset. He doesn't like that.
He's
your
like, no, you can't go back on Tom or Black.
Yeah. It's very important, you guys.
I don't want to change it.
That's fine.
I want to change it.
Why do you want to change it?
Because so upset. I don't think it's you.
Who is it? Black person. Mm-hmm. So you're changing your answer.
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm writing it down. All right. All right. Okay, so here's the real clip in full.
Hey, Case! When are you going to bring back my staple gun, man? I'm trying to finish a gazebo. God damn.
It's a black person.
I was right.
You're both, well, you see, even right there, I play the full clip, and my dad thinks that he got it wrong and that my mom got it right.
So now they're switching.
Right. But
you're wrong. That's me.
Wow.
So
it was?
That's me.
Wow. So mom's right.
So we were both wrong.
You were both right to begin.
And then
you changed it to black.
And then he changed it at the end.
No, I didn't change it.
No, he didn't change it. He said he thought he was wrong.
When you played the whole show, he says, oh, it was black.
So meaning that he thought he'd gotten it wrong.
Yeah.
So you got it right. Mm-hmm. You got it wrong.
Yeah.
That's me.
Okay, so I win that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Really good, Dad.
Let's say my win.
But that's a really...
This game is too confusing.
It's a strong clip, though. That's what I learned.
So funny.
That's a strong clip.
It's a strong black clip.
That's from Cutman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what would be really great, Jeans? Is if one day we could actually sell this as a game show to the Game Show Network.
Tom or Black, just for a 30-minute show.
And you have like all a man of white. Yeah. And it's like a corny white guy who's like, coming up, Tom or Black.
Adult Swim. What? Wouldn't they buy that?
Oh, so funny. I pray for that. Please, if you're listening, any executive, please, let's do Tom or Black.
Now, semi-win nothing. Semi-win.
Yeah, like this is, the
by
next
the way.
Clip.
You got to come to the party.
And one of you said black. And
I
one
said
of
black.
You,
I said
and
black.
You said me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to come to the party.
And I was wrong again.
That is a black person.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's so funny about this clip?
You gotta come to the party.
I used to say this, and then one time I said it so much that I had you go into the room and tell Dad.
You gotta come to the party.
Do you remember now? And I
totally
cried
that's
laughing.
That's what I saw. That was you.
And do you remember what Dad said?
That he will go.
No, what party?
Yeah,
you kept
remember
saying
that.
And you would be.
You gotta come to the party.
I remember clearly. That's what I saw. That was
what
you.
Part? And you kept just repeating it.
Yeah.
All right. The important part.
I have never laughed that hard. I think in my life.
I was there for that. That was years and years and years ago.
It was at my parents' house.
Right.
And that clip, I had heard it. I was repeating it. I was walking around the house. And the thing is, my dad's at work. My mom's not is at home. I'm walking around the house all day. You got to come to the party. You got to come to the party. You got to come to the party. And then one day, my dad got home from work. And I go, my mom had heard me all day saying, I go in there and say, you got to come to the party. And so she walked into the bedroom and she was like, Tom. So yeah, she goes, you need to come to the party. And he just goes, what party? And I'm sitting there listening, like hysterically laughing. And she goes, Tom, you need to come to the party. And he goes, what party? And she just kept saying it. And he goes, fine, I'll go to the party. It, to me, it was still the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard.
He got way more upset than
yeah, he's
that.
Like, what party are you talking about?
And he got, and he eventually was like, Charles, I don't know what party you're talking about. Like, but he got fired.
Do I need to change?
Yeah. Actually,
yeah, he was fired
up. It was so fun.
Part of his, I'm 2-0.
And then he goes, okay, I go.
I'm 2-0. She's 0-2.
He's okay. So happy to be winning.
That's the important part here.
Now, okay, next clip. This one you guys both agreed on. you both agreed that this is me.
Oh my god.
You're both incorrect.
Really?
Yeah, here's the full clip.
That's definitely not you.
definitely not you, buddy. Okay. So.
Okay. I'm 2-1 and she's 1-2.
Okay. He's really keeping now. Score, man. The now. Next clip.
Do I get any right?
It's so weird.
So far, you have one right. Yes.
Yeah.
The next clip is this one.
God damn it.
And you said it was a black person imitating me. Mm-hmm. You're right. It is a black person. I don't know if he's imitating me.
He's imitating you.
But God damn it.
And daddy said it was you.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's actually a black guy who's...
I said it was a black guy.
Yeah, I know. He's naked and he's...
He's imitating Tommy.
He just finished having sex, this guy. Seriously.
Did he tell you that?
No, I saw it.
You saw him making sex?
Yeah. Yeah.
In front of you?
In front of me, and I recorded it, yeah.
This is pretty disgusting, Tommy. Don't you think that's pretty disgusting?
Depends under what circumstances.
Well, it depends. He wants to be there. That's the translation is, I wish I was there.
Okay. The next one you guys also disagreed on. Okay?
We gonna ride tonight!
You said black.
Mm-hmm.
You said me.
Mm-hmm.
You still stand by that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's right. You're wrong.
Really?
This is me.
We gonna ride tonight!
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Here it is without any background noise.
We gonna ride tonight!
Yeah, I can see it now.
You're pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this next one, you both agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
You guys got it wrong.
Ah.
Here's the full clip. It's actually a black person, okay?
Really bad.
Yeah.
Good. I enjoyed it.
I want to get a tape of that one. Take it home.
That's actually funny.
That's a guy crying at an intervention, a black guy.
Oh, an intervention?
Yeah.
Oh, his or somebody else's?
His.
Oh, so he was being intervened on, was it?
Yes.
Drugs, alcohol, and or both?
I think both.
Both?
Yeah.
After was having sex and
was it a successful intervention?
I just like the audio clip, Dad.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right.
I can't believe I see that you watch a guy having sex and you tape him and then you make his screen. I'm just... Your level is just beyond my possible mind thinking. Oh, my God.
Okay. Last clip, okay?
Okay.
Last clip. Here we go.
What's going on here?
You both said...
It's you.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You guys... are both wrong.
You're kidding me.
Really?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So we didn't do very good at this,
did we? We did it.
I mean, here's the real clip right here, so.
I knew just how I came down here. I saw all the limbs and things, right? And I saw
definitely
a hole in
the
one. You know
what's
going on here?
So they
say, your knees.
You can talk like that.
Right. Well, that's the game.
But that's why it's a problem.
Right. But that's why we do the game.
Okay.
So congratulations.
We're a disaster.
You did okay. You got one, two. Wait, you got one, two. I think you got two or three right.
Two.
You did.
Two.
Two.
And I then got three right.
You got three right.
Yeah.
Out of seven. So you both didn't get 50% right.
We're a disaster. Call Jane.
Let's call Jane.
No, she won't answer because you didn't call her exactly in that moment.
I know, right? So anyways, there's a little bit from the, I guess we'll call it the Top Dog and Charo special.
It's amazing.
That anyways, we'll have it out there for you if you want to get it. You know, amazing. We talked about doing something like that before once, but it won't keep us from obviously doing our shows or anything. And I think on the next episode, I'll play you another clip.
This is like one. Remember when the old networks used to do specials?
Yeah.
The Carol Burnett and Friends, the Christmas special. This is the special with just your parents and you, and it's ridiculous.
So it was, dude, I laughed nonstop. And it's kind of cool. You know, you've heard them usually separately, Top Dog and Charo, in phone calls. They go over the history, how they met. I learn things. They talk about the honeymoon. They make me very uncomfortable. They bring up their own sex life, talking about having sex. Makes me unbelievably uncomfortable. But then they make me laugh hysterically a lot, too. It's very, very funny. So we'll keep you updated on that if you're interested in that. Kreischer has been calling me nonstop.
Right now?
Yes. I want to find out if fucking he's on fire or something, okay? It's just, seriously, he just keeps calling. So
right now?
Yeah, he's called me like four times.
It's probably just a showbiz thing.
Well, to call that many times in a row?
I don't know.
Hello?
Bert.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, it's your friend Tom, and Christina's here.
Hi.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, are you all right? You've called a few times. I'm worried about you.
No, yeah, you're real worried. I called you three times. What's up?
I'm calling you back to see if you're okay.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm fine.
What?
Oh, well, I mean, is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's great.
Oh, okay.
What are you guys doing?
We're doing a podcast.
Who are you doing the podcast with?
Just you.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, do you guys do podcasts by yourself?
All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are like Bill Burr, but just the two of you.
Yeah, we're like two Bill Burrs.
That's great. God, what do you guys talk about?
We're talking about that my parents were here this weekend. I played a clip of them doing basically the show with me, and then we talked about what do we talk about? The guy
they had sex. Do your parents talk about having sex, Bert?
Yeah. Do your parents still have sex?
Yeah, I mean, this sounds really weird to say. I don't mind saying it to you, but apparently one time, my dad was telling a story to his buddies about my mom trying to give him a blowjob, and she fell off the bed and hit her head. So say, I don't know how she does it. I guess, but I think someone bought her a football helmet with a mask, but there was a hole around.
Oh my
God.
The face guard. God, really?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't even think of our parents' generation as into oral for some reason. I don't even picture it.
Yeah, I have a hard time picturing my dad masturbating.
Oh, like, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the most, that's the thing that's got the most eyes on it. Like, that's, like, I do that a lot more than I have sex. So it's probably easier for me to picture myself masturbating than having sex.
Yeah.
But, so.
How often do you and Leanne do it?
Last night.
Yeah? That's nice.
Oh, I killed it.
You killed it?
No. What's your move?
Did you crush a dog? Were you just, like, beating it up?
Yeah. Hang on one second. She'll tell you about it. Here, let me see. This is Tom and Puss. They're talking about sex.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
I heard Bert smashed it pretty hard last night, huh?
Oh, he thinks a lot of himself.
Was it one of those, he just came off the road and it's like a thunderfuck?
One of those? You mean all of those? He always thinks he's just off the road and has a thunder cock at all times. There's never a medium cock at our house.
Right.
It's always thunder.
Never soft.
Never soft.
Yeah. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
We miss you.
How's Theo?
Oh, he's so good,
adorable.
Man.
Adorable.
We're obsessed with him.
Mr. Huxtable.
He's the best, dude.
Leanne, I'm concerned. I mean, does Bert like...
Oh, no, I didn't know I was on your podcast right now. Let a girl know, would you? Let a girl know.
I thought Bert told you.
No, he just said you had a question about sex. He didn't tell me you were on a podcast.
Well, we can cut it out of the show. It's no big deal.
Jeez, I would have been more honest about his cock.
Tell us more
about
it.
Let's hear about it.
We would call it a Papa Smurf cock or something.
is he an attentive lover? I think a lot of people want to know about Bert, the television host. As a lover, yes.
He's excited. I don't know about attentive.
But he's definitely happy to be there.
Can people with ADD be attentive?
We're getting the real scoop right now.
So
I don't know.
How about what about
he's pulling the phone. He's pulling the phone. Sorry.
Well, let's tell him.
I love
more
it. Thundercock goes down on the record.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does.
Why don't you be more attentive, Bert? You got to show.
I am so attentive. I am so attentive. It is ridiculous. You'd think that I was in a harem of, and it was me and a bunch of dudes on Leanne. That's how attentive I am.
Wow.
Wow.
So you really.
I really.
Wow.
You really give it to Leanne, huh?
Last night I did.
Yeah. How long did it last?
Last night. It was good. It was good.
That's long.
She was. Yeah, that works perfect. I'm going to keep it there. We're setting up my. We're reorganizing my podcast.
Uh-huh.
I got notes on my podcast from like honest listeners. Most interesting insights. Number one was, Tom, you're going to fucking love this. Stop sucking air through your teeth.
I saw someone tweet that to you, Bert.
I saw that. Tom said I'd do it. We were driving to Brea one time, and Tom's like, hey, man, do you have something in your teeth?
Yeah. You do that all the time.
Like, I do it constantly.
Yeah.
Then the other one was, why don't you just call this podcast, hey, I'm just making sure this thing's recording. That's what I do the whole time.
Dude, make a sign. Make a big sign for your wall in your man cave and have these things on a list so you can always see them and remind you because you'll forget.
The Bill Burr, I just released the Bill Burr one. Did you listen to it yet?
No, I haven't yet, but I downloaded it.
It is my opus. It is, I've gotten more positive because of, you know, not to say that I'm, whatever it is, but apparently I really fucking listened to Bill and I didn't interrupt him and I didn't talk over him and I let him tell like three or four amazing fucking stories. So
I think I have it figured out. I think I figured you out.
What is it?
You're a pretentious social climber, and if somebody is really famous, then you shut up and listen.
I think you got him. I think that's right.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like me at all. Hey, did you do Brendan and Randy's Bone Zone?
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
Did you get really lost a few times in it?
A few times? Did you just do it?
I just did it today, and I was like, I couldn't stop laughing. And I guess you're not supposed to laugh on it.
Yeah,
I could not stop laughing because they were doing things that I thought were hilarious. But it's like, I really enjoyed it, and part of me is like, I want to do it again because now I know what they're doing. I didn't realize they were doing that halfway through.
Yeah, I mean, I used to volunteer when I was in high school at a disabled school, like for kids with disabilities. And I felt the same way at the Bone Zone that I did at that school. I felt like I was doing some charity work, but at the same time, it was kind of amusing, you know?
I got such a kick out of it because I was like, this is what I always thought I'd do if I had a radio show, just get weird as fuck. But yeah, I had a good time doing it.
Yeah, they're fucking idiots.
Yeah, that Bill Burr episode is my fucking opus. I want you to listen to it and tell me what you think I'm doing wrong, because I'm trying to get better. The sad part is I don't want to be a good interviewer. Like, I don't really care that much about other people. I just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get
it. Yeah, no,
we know. I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think you'll ever...
Nailed it.
Yeah, you already got it down. You already got the part of not wanting to be an interviewer down.
Marin's coming over next week to do one.
Oh, that's a good get. Like, that's a good get right there, man.
Oh, it's because Marin thinks I'm a moron, so he likes laughing at me.
You think so? You really think so?
No. I actually think we're pretty good friends. Like we get along pretty well. But I started doing I was like, Marin's coming over. I got to go through like what questions do I want to ask Marin? Hey, Tom, do you want to do a podcast with me, Donnell Rollins, Red Grant?
Do
two
I?
Two black guys, two white guys, and we just talk about the differences.
Absolutely. Are you insane? Of course I do.
That's what I thought. It's going to be great. Donnell's got this new saying. Like, Donnell's always three steps ahead. For those of you who don't know, Donnell Rollins is Ashy Larry on the Chappelle Show.
Yeah.
Not is, was. And his new saying is, we out there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the new saying in the hood. It'll be really popular in like 2 months.
Yeah.
Because Donnell's always five steps ahead. And he was vining something. And he's like, yeah, we out there. And then the guy next to him, I was like, God, that guy sounds so familiar.
He's so super black.
Donnell?
Yeah.
I go, Donnell, who are you with? Do you know who it was?
Who?
Scarface.
Yeah, that guy's... That is the fucking mayor of black right there.
I didn't... Who is this guy?
Yeah. Scarface is from the Ghetto Boys.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Mine's playing tricks
gotcha,
on me.
Gotcha, yeah.
Him and Willie D.
And I was like, And he's got a really, like, really distinguishable voice. So I heard it, and I was like, Jesus Christ, Donnell's hanging out. Okay, perfect. I'm going to set that up. You guys, right. Me and you and Red and Donnell.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. I got to run.
All right, I love you.
Bye. Right,
bye.
Wow, there you go. Update from the Kreischers.
From the Kreischers. They did it. You guys, please tweet at Bert comments about his... You
Thundercock.
Know, or more about just why don't you tell him to be more attentive because his wife deserves it. She's really sweet.
Yeah, Leanne, you know what? I bet Bert doesn't spend a lot of time warming up the oven. You know what I mean?
Remind him to be an attentive lover.
He probably just shoves it in there and then, you know, this one's for me. Like a lot of that.
I would never do something like that.
No, I know.
Never.
Oh. You know what that music means. All right, guys.
Okay.
You know what it's time for? Fill her up.
And seal her shut.
That's right. So I was thinking, Tom.
Yeah?
We just had Memorial Day where we honor our fallen soldiers.
Yes.
Or veterans who have died.
Yeah, and it's a distinction. Some people don't know that Memorial Day and Veterans Day are two different things. I mean, Day is for people that have died.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
It's a bummer, but it's also, you know, it's a very important holiday to honor those who have fought for our country and died.
Oh, yeah, and we have a ton of people that listen to us in the military.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
So, thank God for that.
We honor you, and we're glad that you're alive.
Yeah, shit, right? Especially my Middle East friend. There's a guy in the Middle East that I tweet to.
Yeah.
Hi, buddy. If you're listening, I hope you're okay.
You tweet, that's probably...
I tweet him titty pics.
So I just was going to say, you know, I don't mind.
You don't care?
Nah, he's in the military. I mean,
that's what I think.
Morale booster.
Yeah, poor guy. He's fucking driving through deserts and shit.
Okay. Show him your cans.
So I was thinking, in honor of Memorial Day, why don't we do a filler up, seal her shut, mm-hmm. with famous, like, military movie people?
Okay. There's got to be chicks in this, you know.
Yeah, dude. Okay. I already...
Nice.
I'm 10 steps ahead of you, bro.
Nice.
Come on, bro. Okay, so I'm going to go with, for the dudes...
Dudes.
Lieutenant Dan of... what's that stupid with the retard?
Born on the 4th of July.
Negative.
No, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
But Lieutenant Dan is in both movies.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. He is.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Dan. Now, but I'm going to go with the crippled Lieutenant Dan.
Okay. In the chair.
In the chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, my God, my favorite,
mm-hmm.
Willem Dafoe in Platoon.
From Platoon. Whoa.
Love that guy.
So you're basically, do you want a disgruntled... crippled guy.
But wait, Lieutenant Dan, don't forget, gets his mojo back once he and Forrest start the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company and he finds success and he finds love again. And at the end of the film, gets prosthetic limbs.
That's right. Which Lieutenant Dan are we filling up or getting filled up by, though? Is he in the chair or has he got his mojo back? You know, you got to be specific.
It's tough. I mean, you know what? I'm going to go with the end of Forrest Gump. Lieutenant Dan with his prosthetic limbs and his mojo. Yeah.
And Willem, shirtless.
Crazier than cat shit.
Crazier than shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always crazy. Willem Dafoe. And I bet he's crazy in real life, too.
I'll let the lady go first. Who are you getting filled up and sealed shut by?
Oh, man. I do love Lieutenant Dan's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But Willem Dafoe, the crazy factor, mm-hmm. is very exciting to me.
You like crazy.
I love crazy. It's you know who else I like?
Jesus.
That Vince, not Vince Offer.
That
Buffalo
I know.
Buffalo 66 guy.
Yeah.
Vincent Gallo.
Yeah, that
crazy.
Guy's crazy.
I love crazy, but I like Willem Dafoe. I think he would do really weird things to me sexually. You know what I mean? Like a deer hunter thing. He might tie me up and bury me in the ground.
This excites you.
Put bamboo reeds.
This excites you? This is what you're talking
about? Various areas. Shave me down. Yeah.
All right.
Put fire ants in my armpits. Things like that. I like.
Okay. And then maybe...
Willem Dafoe, and he's so creepy, and then he would probably like recite satanic verses or something, and I'd like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to go Willem Dafoe.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think I would go... with Lieutenant Dan.
Okay.
Here's what I think is going to happen. because the guy has no legs.
I have no legs.
He has no legs. He is going to overcompensate for where he's lacking.
Always, yeah.
With what he can do in the bedroom. So I think
fuck, I forgot about
he's going to do little tricks on my taint. He's going to do little tricks on my butthole.
Yep.
Little tricks on my beanbag.
Yep.
And he's going to make me rock solid. Huh. And I'm gonna go into that session being like, yeah, this is whatever. And I'm going to leave there. Lieutenant Dan. Thank you, Lieutenant Dan. Mm. And that's why I'm taking him. I think it's going to... I think... Here's how I'll put it in terms that everyone can understand. Mm. I think after Lieutenant Dan is done with me, I'm going to be the one in a wheelchair. And I'm going to be happy about it.
You don't want Willem now Dafoe to tie you up like the Viet Cong.
Totally and, sold on and, Lieutenant
and,
Dan.
And burn marks, cigarette burns on your taint. You don't
totally
want, you
sold.
You don't want cigarette burns on your shaft.
I'm sold on Dan.
Okay. Well, we differ. That's where we differ.
That's where we differ.
Okay.
And who are the girls?
Oh. All right. I went movies on this as well. We're going to do Demi Moore from, what is that one?
G.I. Jane?
G.I. Jane.
Ooh.
Now, she was real beefy there.
But sexy still.
She could snap your cock off with her thighs. Just.
I would tell you right now, I almost don't even need to hear the second one. I've always wanted to stick it in her.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, not like, here's the thing. I've wanted to stick her in her more and more as she's gotten older.
Huh.
She's prime. Primo ready for a MILF porn. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
You look at her and you're like, that's a 50-something-year-old? Get out of here.
Yeah, that broad really, I mean, I don't even know how they do it.
Great.
Do you think it's got to be a combination of plastic surgery and just work out all day, every
and
day?
And genes. Genetically, she's obviously got some things going, right?
I don't have those. I got flabby genes.
Nah, you look great.
No,
but she's 50-something years old.
Yeah, the bitch is looking good.
She looks good.
Oh, do you even want to hear the other one?
Yeah, I guess.
Private Benjamin, Miss Goldie Hawn in the 80s.
Remember
Private Benjamin?
Yeah.
I tell you,
I'm a blondie. I love blondes, but I'm sold already.
You know what? You blew your load too soon on Demi. You didn't even wait.
It's all over the place already. And I know a lot of people, I've never really gotten the fascination with Goldie Hawn. I know a lot of people fucking love her. I know.
You know why?
I've heard a lot of people, but she's never really done it for me, man.
Here's what I would do, because her little cute giggling, I'm a stupid blonde. You know what I would do? I would sit on her face so forcefully that her face would pop into my vagina, into my vaginal canal, and I would shut that fucking bitch up. You know what
Jesus.
I mean? I would stop that giggle. I would stop her from giggling.
You'd be like, the giggles are over.
I would fart in her face too. I kind of squish it around. I would take the giggle out of Goldie Hawn.
You just said you'd make her your face.
Yeah.
Like basically.
And go inside of my vaginal.
And you'd fart in her face.
Yeah. Yeah. But I want her to take her helmet off before, but I would do that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you were capable of this stuff.
Well, you know what?
What?
We're learning about each other every year.
Well, I got one thing to say to Demi Moore. There you go. There's my answer, Demi. And by the way, I think I could do a good job with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She would break you.
No, I don't think so.
She's with, in such good shape, dude.
I don't care. She was with Ashton Kutcher.
Because he's really cute. He's super fit, too.
So I think he probably fucks like a girl.
How do you know?
Because look at him. He's Ashton Kutcher.
Wow, whatever.
I don't think he knows how to fucking slang this thing around.
Wait, what would you do to Demi that she hasn't already had done? Yo, she was married. We're forgetting this. She was married to the baddest motherfucker of all, Bruce Willis. Remember?
I think I'm better.
Die Hard?
Yeah, I think I'm
better. Dude, that guy's as an American hero as it gets. I love the Die Hard films.
Of course. I love Bruce Willis.
We still haven't seen the last one. I'm so mad.
I love Bruce Willis, but...
Dude, she was getting a deep dicking from the most American hero of all time.
John McCain.
You can't fucking... Oh, you can't mess with that.
I think I can.
How could you go from Bruce Willis to a little baby Ashton Kutcher?
Great question. I'll tell you how.
Ugh.
You rebound with Tommy Nuts.
Right.
Buns right. all up in there.
Right.
I think she'll be like, you know what, Buns? You're like 10 John McCain's in one.
Wow.
I feel like I'm dying harder than ever right now.
You know what, though? And I usually don't criticize people's looks, but mm-hmm. the kids are not so cute with her and Bruce.
Oh, where are we going there for?
I know. I saw them one time in person. I saw a rumor at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
I think it's only because they try to model. Like, weren't they trying to be models? And I was like, I don't know.
One or two of them acts. I know that. One of them definitely an actor. I don't know if there's three kids.
Yeah.
You had to go after the children, huh?
Well, you know. But it's, you know. Yeah. But you can tell that Bruce Willis's face is only good for a dude.
Yeah.
It's tough if you're a girl.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's okay. They'll have plastic surgery.
You had to go after the children.
I'll do what the fuck I want.
I'll do what I want.
Okay.
You don't have
to. I'll see what you're doing.
So there it is. Did you choose Goldie? Did we even clear that up?
Yeah.
You did. Okay.
I'm
yeah.
Sit on her you face sat on her until face. She
you
suffocates.
Farted, you farted on her
I
face.
I farted on her mouth.
You farted on her mouth. You
did you watch Private Benjamin growing up? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I saw that. I just, you know, like I said it. She doesn't do anything for me, man. She doesn't do anything for me.
Do you know that she, like, produced that movie? She was one of the first women in Hollywood to produce and act and all that. She made a fortune. Smart broad.
She's very successful.
Smart broad.
And she's with Kay Russ, right?
For like 20 years. They're not married.
Not married. It's just like you and me.
Can I tell Yeah. Can I tell you what I don't like?
What?
I don't like her idiot daughter, though, that Kate Hudson.
You're not a fan of hers?
Not a fan. I feel like she's had such a privileged upbringing. She has no soul. You know what I mean? Goldie had to work her way up like a fucking animal in show business. But this Kate Hudson, everything handed to her.
Yeah.
On a silver fucking platter. I don't like that. I don't like that in anybody.
I've heard stories about her.
So bad ones.
Yeah, I've heard bad ones too.
Real princess.
I've heard some real bad ones. I've heard some bad ones from some people that know her.
Yeah.
Quite well, actually.
Entitled.
Yeah.
Entitlement.
Yeah.
She can kiss my ass. She can suck all my farts, Kate Hudson.
Oh my God.
She can suck every one of them.
Oh. That's usually something I have to behave real good before I get to do.
Stupid. Maybe Bert is like, oh, it's just like you guys. Yeah, Bert.
You know? Wait, what?
He's like, you guys just do it yourself. Just two.
Oh, yeah.
Like Bill Burr. He's
so silly. You can just talk. I want to be a better interviewer. You know who's coming on next week? He's plugging his fucking guests coming up.
Ridiculous.
Have you ever done this thing?
Ridiculous. Oh, poor Leanne.
I'm going to be at this club coming up.
Poor Leanne.
All
Whatever.
Right.
Well, that's the music, guys. This is easing you into the goodbyes.
This was a lot of fun. There's so much to cover. We'll be back Friday. Check us out, and I'll try to update as soon as I can the Top Dog and Charo special. We'll do it all. We love you.
Oh, follow me on Twitter at Christina P and at Tom Seguro.
That's what's up. We'll see you soon.
Bye, mommy. What to do? Now you know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.